You guys don't need to spend a lot of time on it. We just want to kind of give you the cliff notes on this one. So right now, crazy spring break. We all know what happened in Miami. So Miami said, nah, don't come here. Don't come here, family. You're not wanted down here tearing up and destroying things. So you know where everybody decided to go? Everywhere else, including Fort Lauderdale.
Up across South Florida with spring break. On this St. Patrick's Day, rowdy crowds are headed up north to Fort Lauderdale due to the heavy restrictions down south in Miami Beach. But Fort Lauderdale may be inheriting the problems Miami Beach officials were worried about. Local 10 Samir Nefsi was there and several people were detained. He joins us live with more on the increase in police. Samir.
Yeah, Laren, so of course, the weather is beautiful. People are coming up I-95, landing here in Fort Lauderdale. Let's go ahead and just show you some of the beach right now. They're dying down a little bit from when we first got here around 3, but if we just look along the boulevard, of course, the clubs are packed right now at this hour. But as mentioned, police presence today, at least from our perspective, definitely an increase. Nothing compared to like Miami Beach, but we have noticed a decent amount of police out here. Spring break continues with crowds flocking to the beaches of Fort Lauderdale.
We want to say we thank you for shutting Miami down so we could come to this lovely place over here.
Not all feel the same.
Miami spring break is so much better. Better clubs, famous people, every famous person.
But you're in Fort Lauderdale.
I know.
Heavily enforced spring break restrictions.
Why are people so obsessed with famous people? Like, why is that a thing? Why is it that you have to see somebody famous in order for you to have a good time? How come people don't just have a good time?
It's in Miami Beach, prompting a switch up for the student getaway.
It's crazy that it's a lot of people out here.
Sunday afternoon, unnoticeable police presence on foot, ATV, and even horse. So far, Fort Lauderdale police reporting at least 10 spring break-related arrests, two of which involved visiting spring breakers. Crimes ranging from disorderly conduct to drugs and battery on an officer. Now, our camera is capturing two people being detained along Fort Lauderdale Beach Boulevard.
Why does he got a... Hold on. Let's back up.
...is capturing two people being detained along Fort Lauderdale...
Is that a syringe? Why does he have a syringe? Wait. Okay, so what kind of drugs do you take with a syringe? Unless you like diabetic or something like that. What? Why y'all? So y'all walking around with syringes in your pocket? What is that? Except for unless you. What kind of drugs do you take with a syringe outside of that dog food? That hair, yeah, that monkey. We call that the monkey. We call that monkey. Getting that monkey off your back. Whew. Y'all walking around with that monkey? Jesus Christ.
Beach Boulevard.
Y'all know what y'all shooting up. Don't even be 100% monkey no more, right?
Meanwhile, many jamming to music and donning green, combining spring break and St. Patrick's Day.
We're going to go home, go back to our hotel and have another cocktail and maybe go to bed because we have to get up early.
Ma'am, hold on, ma'am. You're too old for this, ma'am. Let it go. Let it go. You're too old to be out there at the clubs with the young people. Passing out, looking like, what's his name? Some Owen on, what was the name of that movie? What's the name of that movie? Hall Pass, when he was dancing on the bar trying to keep up with the young people, man, listen, the way that my knees are set up, I'm tired, boss. I got to get up and go to work in the morning. We got to do the Millionaire Morning Show. We got Stock Club. We got the Millionaire Morning Show. I got Corporate America to do in the morning. Listen, that lifestyle is for people that don't have nothing to do.
Early.
Talking about going to the hotel and taking another cocktail.
So St. Patrick's Day, spring break, definitely a combination out here today. Fort Lauderdale Police say they will update us on arrest numbers within the upcoming days. Until then, we're live in Fort Lauderdale. I'm Samir Nufsi, Local 10 News.
So the people decided, okay, so Miami Beach said that they don't want the problem, so they moved up to Fort Lauderdale. I went over to Tampa. I did an in-and-out flight into Tampa. I flew in on Saturday, flew out on Sunday, and I was out there visiting. But it was a lot of young people in the airport. So people moving over to Tampa. I heard that Jacksonville had some shootings up in Jacksonville by some spring breakers up there. Come on, man. Y'all got to slow down. Slow down, man. Slow down. It ain't worth it. In addition to that, it was some crime that was happening up in New Jersey, and then they found this guy over in Philadelphia. Check it out.
A multi-state crime spree has come to an end with a suspect in custody. The man accused of killing three family members in a Philadelphia suburb and then fleeing to New Jersey. ABC's Johnny Fernandez has those details.
Police initially stated 26-year-old Andre Gordon took hostages and barricaded himself in this Trenton, New Jersey home. Dramatic video showing police rescuing some of the hostages. Other officers surrounded the home, trying to communicate with Gordon, who they believed to be inside and armed with an AR-15-style assault rifle.
He was at that house at one point, but before we were able to establish a perimeter, he slipped out.
Gordon was taken into custody on the street, unarmed and without incident, a few blocks away from the home. Gordon's alleged crime spree began before 9 this morning. Authorities say he drove a stolen vehicle from Trenton to a home in Levittown, Pennsylvania, where he broke in.
After which he shot and killed his 52-year-old stepmother, Karen Gordon, and his 13-year-old sister, Kara Gordon, who lived at the residence.
Don't pay to be a step-parent. It don't pay to be a step-parent. Step-mama executed. 13-year-old sister executed. 26-year-olds today don't have no kind of regard for human life. It's almost like once you get past 30, you might be okay. You might realize that, you know what? There is a little bit more to live for. But yo, 13-year-old sister, stepmama, go ahead, be a step crash mama if you want to.
There were three other individuals at the residence, including a minor, inside the home who were able to hide and avoid being shot by Gordon as he went through the house searching for them.
Gordon then broke into another nearby home.
After which he shot and killed 25-year-old Taylor Daniel, with whom he has two children. At the time of the shooting.
And so he hit his baby mama too? So he went, so it was all women, stepmama, 13-year-old sister, and then he went over there and took out baby mama. Prayers up, y'all. Prayers up.
There were four other individuals present inside that home, one of which was injured after being bludgeoned by Gordon with the assault rifle.
At 9:13 a.m., police say Gordon carjacked the person at gunpoint in a Dollar General parking lot in Morrisville, then driving the stolen Honda CRV to Trenton. Authorities say they have not recovered a rifle but are executing a search warrant at the Trenton residence. Gordon is being held in jail in New Jersey, will eventually be extradited to Pennsylvania.
Be careful. It's an evil world we live in, says OG Rihanna. It's an evil world that we live in. Be careful who you have kids with. Be careful who you hanging out with. Be careful of your surroundings. Be situationally aware. Because you could just be at the wrong place at the wrong time and then somebody just get mad. Next thing you know, they pistol whipping you. Jesus Christ. And then last but not least, college athletes file a class action lawsuit over... Well, you can see for yourself.
Class action lawsuit rocking women's college sports. A group of current and former elite athletes say that allowing swimmer Leah Thomas, a transgender woman, to compete in the national championships in 2022 violated their Title IX rights. Zareen Shah is here in L.A. with the details. Zareen, good morning.
Whit Riley Gaines is leading this lawsuit. She lost a fifth place trophy 2 years ago to a transgender athlete. She says this development was due time and that the NCAA has been served. But the big question.
They give a. I understand y'all concern, ladies. But let me just ask this question. They get fifth place trophies out? When did they start giving? When did they start giving out fifth place trophies? Did she say fifth place? Let me back up for a minute.
In LA with the details, Zareen, good morning.
Whit, Riley Gaines is leading this lawsuit. She lost a fifth place trophy 2 years.
Yeah, she said fifth place. That's a participation trophy, baby. Ain't no fifth place.
Years ago to a transgender athlete. She says this development was due time and that the NCAA has been served. But the big question is, what change, if any, will the sports world see?
This morning, former University of Kentucky swimmer Riley Gaines and more than a dozen athletes suing the NCAA, saying the organization's 2022 ruling that allows transgender athletes to compete in women's sports is in violation of Title IX.
A lot of people ask us, why did we wait this long to file a lawsuit? Well, we waited this long to allow the NCAA every opportunity to make the right decision.
The lawsuit detailing an incident at the NCAA National Championship.
Look at that. Look at the shoulders. Look at the muscles. Y'all can't get them type of muscles? Not naturally. Look. Look at the shoulders and the muscles and the arms and the biceps and the triceps and the muscle mass. Didn't they tell y'all that all you got to do is transition and take D hormone and pills and all of this other stuff, and then y'all will be okay? Look at that. Look at that. That's the Hulk in the water right there. That's the Hulk in the water. You can't get them shoulders, ladies. Ain't this what y'all wanted, though?
That ruling, where Gaines tied for fifth place with Leah Thomas, a trans swimmer who had previously competed in the men's category. The complaint alleges that only Thomas would be allowed to hold a fifth place trophy, also stating that the secret of Thomas's meteoric ascendance and dominance in NCAA women's swimming was retained male advantage. Athletes Caitlin Wheeler and Ainsley Erzin joining the lawsuit.
We're not asking for anything extra. We're not asking for anything special. Nope. We're just asking for the NCAA to really do the bare minimum and protect us, whether that be in our locker rooms, on the track, on the field, on the court.
Title IX is part of a federal civil rights law that prohibits discrimination based on sex at any institution that receives federal funding.
No. Let me tell you something, baby. Let me tell y'all something. You, ma'am, are paying for the sins of your parents. And when I say your parents, I'm not even talking about your parents directly, but I'm talking about the people that came before you that felt like this was okay, opened up this door and this can of worms, and then you advocated for it. This is what you get. There's no yin without the yang. I was watching Avatar: The Last Airbender last weekend, and one thing that they said was that things would be out of place if you then messed up and you killed this fish over this fish. I'm not going to tell y'all what happened for those of y'all that haven't seen it yet. But there is no yin without the yang. And so you wanted equal. Remember? You said what God had ordained was not good enough. Y'all didn't like the way that God did it. You said that God made us in his image. We are gods. And so you said that you wanted to do it your way. You wanted equal. You want a partner. You don't want a relationship. You think that women deserve this and they deserve to be on the same pedestal as them. Okay, well, now you got to compete with them in everything. Nope. You can't pick and choose which parts you want equal and which parts you won't. Well, you don't. See, I fought y'all. I remember I was on a panel on one of these Monday nights and I was fighting for y'all. And I said, no. We don't want women to do this. And I had three unruly hyenas come at my neck and say, you can't say nothing about what women want. I said, but don't you realize that I'm defending you? I don't. They interrupted me before I even got a chance to. They interrupted me by the time that I got a chance. I said, okay. And then it was a grown man that was dressed in a dress that was on the panel. And he started absolutely going at their neck. And then they said, and the next breath, they said, how come ain't none of the men defending us? I just sat there. You know what's worse than an unruly woman? An unruly woman that's overweight. Do you know what's worse than an unruly woman? It's land sales cars. You remember? It's an unruly woman that's a big girl. So I can't even move her out the way quick. You know how women always say stuff like when they don't like what you say? You know how women always, when they don't like what you say, when they say, they don't want us, they want each other. Okay, well, you got each other now. You have each other fighting. Fight him. Go get him up out of your sport. Nope, I'm not advocating for you. I'm not standing for you. I think that everything should be equal. I think that they shouldn't even have a separation of sports now. Yep, I just changed my position right now. You know how we had the WNBA and the NBA? I don't even care. I think it should just be one big sport, and whoever can win, whoever can compete, should be in the sport. Whoever can compete should just be in the sport. There shouldn't be no separation no more. Since y'all want equal, I think that we all should be equal. See, listen, they're not just competing with sports. They competing for everything. They want your position. They want your trophies. They want your man. Up. Gone to Atlanta. Gone to Atlanta. Where everything is equal. And they want you. You're going to be competing. You a strong bottom or you a hard top? Which one are you? Strong bottom or a hard top? Which one you want? And then the women said, ooh, somebody told me over the weekend, ooh, I just can't deal with it anymore, Anton. I don't know what's going on. Guys is this and they're on the... I said, no, that's what you wanted. Y'all was embracing Wayne Brady when he said that I'm pansexual. I like all things. Anybody that... wasn't that Wayne Brady? Which one? Let me see what Wayne Brady looked like. Let me see. Wayne Brady. Yeah, that was him. I'm a pansexual. Wayne Brady got there. He had his chest hairs out. I just like anything. Anything that shows me love, I'm open to it. It's like, hey, sir, isn't that called being bisexual? No, I'm pansexual. Well, what's the difference? I love all things that love me back. Okay, sir. You got it. You know, I don't even argue no more. I don't even try to understand it no more. I just be looking at him like, pan. Pan, sans, sapio, hetero. Everything but hetero belong in there. So all of the alphabets can go except for the H. All of the G's, the Q's, the B's, the bigs, the littles, the sapios, the pans, and then they put a plus on there for everything else except for the H. The only thing they removed out of the alphabet is the H, is the hetero. Okay, well, you got it then, boo. We fought for you. We tried to get you to understand it. You didn't believe it, and so now everybody get a kid. You get to be a parent. You get to be a parent. You get to do what you want to do. You get to do what you want to do. Have fun. Never mind the fact that now we understand that same-sex marriages overwhelmingly get divorced way more than couples that heterosexual couples. Don't worry about it. That's your quickest. Don't get me on a rant. That's your quickest, ladies and gentlemen.